www.thebeatmedia.com.
Debates. The push is on. We're heading down to the waning moments before we get closer and closer to Election Day. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Certainly, we're not going to bore you with the topic of politics, politics, and more politics. Well, maybe just a little bit. But after that, we're going to make a couple turns in some wild directions here on the show, including we've got somebody to throw in the dungeon. How about that? Couple of quick reminders about the show, including the fact I keep getting asked about Nail the Score, Nail the Score, Nail the Score. What's going to happen with Nail the Score? Next week, it is up to Bob Long as to whether or not, when he steps into the big chair, as whether or not he's going to do Nail the Score. Bob is somewhere in Boston and is submerged, so I have not heard whether or not he's going to do it. He's like the replacement ref, but he's way better than they are. So he gets to make the call. I can't answer that question for you right now. How's that? I hope we have a winner from this past week. We'll see once the games unfold. At least we're not going to have to worry about the calls, and that's the cool thing. Because I'm tired of that conversation. I think all of you are tired of it, too, as well. Benjamin Netanyahu was hoping that he could shake things up when he made an appearance, the Prime Minister of Israel, at the UN. And that's where we start. Netanyahu gets in front of world leaders, and often he can wow them. He is a pretty decent speaker. But he had a crazy cockamamie drawing with him that kind of threw people off. I'll explain that in a second. But first, here's Netanyahu talking about the threat, the fear of what Iran could do.
This is a bomb. This is a fuse.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held a diagram of a bomb and told the UN Iran will have enough enriched uranium for a nuclear weapon by next summer.
And nothing could imperil our common future more than the arming of Iran with nuclear weapons.
He called for a clear red line and warned the hour is getting very late to stop Iran. He said Israel and the U.S. share a goal of keeping Iran from obtaining atomic weapons. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The hour is getting late. Very late. I speak about it now because the Iranian nuclear calendar doesn't take time out for anyone or for anything. Oil exports have been curbed. And the Iranian economy has been hit hard. It's had an effect on the economy. But we must face the truth. Sanctions have not stopped Iran's nuclear program either. We have to sit together, negotiate together, and reach a mutual compromise in which a demilitarized Palestinian state recognizes the one and only Jewish state.
All right, so he took a couple of different turns himself in front of the UN. You heard the description there. I wanted you to hear about the bomb. What happened was he had a black and white drawing, if you will, where he held it up and talked about the 70% mark and where we would be in this country and in Europe and in Israel once Iran becomes fully nuclear and has the capability. And the drawing caught the attention of a lot of Twitter users who were ripping on the use of the drawing and said what a joke it was and why would he do that and how nobody's paying attention to what he's saying. They're focusing instead on the drawing that looks something out of looked like something like out of the cartoons where Wile E. Coyote's bomb was one of the tweets. So it kind of backfired on him, the red line that he said that it was needed to halt Iran's nuclear program. But serious themes, no doubt, something that Netanyahu has been screaming for a very long time. If Iran reacts in any way to Israel, you know who's going to be right there trying to bail out Israel, and that would be the United States. When you look at our voluntary military, what a disaster. It's been dubbed as World War III, should it happen, and I doubt very seriously that anybody listening to America Tonight wants to see World War III. I could add my name to that list. I certainly don't hope that we rip it up in the Middle East anymore. Already it's been way too costly, way ineffective, and the thought of more people being in the middle of the fray in the sands of the Middle East, I think we've had enough. I think we've had enough, but would we be counted on to do what we could for Israel? And the answer is yes. The answer is yes, if that were to happen. Remember, Ron Paul was the guy who was saying, we can't do it, we can't be in the Middle East anymore, because look at our debt, $16 trillion. We have to stop investing in these wars, because if we continue to do that, we're not going to be able to bail ourselves out any longer. We're not going to be able to do it without massive taxes, and that's what we're looking at. We're looking at massive taxes. So Fox, interestingly enough, did a poll on taxes, and because that's part of the conversation, with a lot of people in America not paying federal income taxes, 79% of voters say everyone should pay at least 1%. That's what their poll turned up. How about that? 1%. Wow. And here we have this... We have the federal guy saying, well, 14 million, the big watchdog agency saying, 14 million people or $14 million is hanging around out there in unpaid taxes. You know, nobody wants to pay taxes. Nobody wants to pay taxes because it's that thing where it always hits you at the wrong time. So a Treasury Department watchdog office released these stats that number, that 70 federal agencies owed about $14 million. Federal agencies owed $14 million in unpaid taxes at the end of the year. See, federal agencies are exempt from paying federal income taxes, but they're responsible for turning over employment taxes. So that would be Social Security and Medicare taxes and that employees have to pay. The Treasury Inspector General for, I'm going to give you his full title, for Tax Administration, said 40 of the delinquent tax accounts that totaled $2.6 million were still open 3 years after being identified. So what's up with that? The IRS said they want to collect it, the employment taxes, and the amount had dropped. Listen to what it was. The amount had dropped from $406 million in 2005 to ready the $14 million I said last year. $406 million in 2005? There's some kind of problem there. And now they've whittled it down to a much smaller number? Oh, nobody can count. In the government, they surely can't count. You know, who's minding the store? Oh, hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
America tonight. Oh my goodness. I wonder if he's still here. Rick in Illinois. Are you there, Rick? Rick. He's not. He was hanging out for a while. If he calls back, we'll give him a free pass. Oh, the miracle of computers. What do you do when your computer gets stuck? Maybe they're spying on me. That's a problem. That's a problem in the future. And, of course, as we know from television, it's easy to get that hard drive, look at what people have been doing on their computer. That's usually where the bad guys screw up because they're Googling around and searching around as to what they're doing, what they're looking up, and then banks. Oh, look, here's all the banks I robbed, and I was just looking up all the current information on them, anything that I could find. All right, here in America tonight, we're never shy about throwing people in dungeons, and trust me, we have an opening. We're going to go to the dungeon in a few minutes, but before we do that, a new Reuters poll comes out. Obama 49, Romney 42. Romney 42. So that's pretty significant. That's one of the polls that you can't just completely toss out and ignore. It's past the margin of error, and in the poll, one of the things that is worth looking at that Reuters did, and Reuters does a pretty good job of polling the people that they poll of likely voters. And what they showed in their daily tracking is the results basically have been where they have been for days, with Obama keeping that advantage over Romney. He got a bump in the convention earlier in the month. Then Romney got slammed with the leak of the video from the private fundraiser. And the Romney campaign is saying that its information shows that the race is much closer than the polls are showing. Now, the Reuters Ipsos poll is measured using what they call a credibility interval, since people are questioning the poll numbers. So what does that mean? It means that the poll has a credibility interval of plus or minus 3.6 percentage points for likely voters. So they account for the fact that they could be off a little bit, but not off that much. Not off that much. So that's not a good sign for Mitt Romney. And while they talk about, well, who cares about the polls, they know deep down that they have to be careful, since they care about the polls somewhat. That's what their litmus test is. So they know if they're doing the right things. If there's things that they could hit on, or a better theme or something else, then they can see it and they can focus on, you know, they can focus on that instead. All right, this guy desperately does not want to go to prison for a good reason, because the Muslims will go after him. Nicola, I think is how you say his name, Basley Nicolu, who made the trailer for the film Innocence of Muslims, and that started that whole violent outbreak in Cairo and whatnot. I refuse to say it was in Libya. Was scheduled to appear at a federal court in L.A. And here's the thing. You have this 14-minute trailer. It shows, this is what it shows, in case you haven't seen it. It's a fictional attack by Muslims on a Christian family. It's followed by the account of the origins of Islam depicting Muhammad as a womanizer. So YouTube now has blocked access to the clip in Egypt and Libya because of the attacks on the missions, of course, in those two countries. The U.S. ambassador to Libya and the three other embassy employees who were killed. The lawyer for Nicolua wouldn't comment on his criminal history, but he has one, bank fraud, by using false identities. He has like seven of them, and a drug conviction. He was questioned during an investigation whether he violated terms of his parole, and he can't represent himself with anything other than his true legal name. And he's barred, you gotta love this, he's barred from using the internet without permission from his probation officer. Well, this is obviously how he got into trouble. So one of the actresses in the movie trailer is already suing him about the content of the film, not knowing what it was. And he's pled guilty to one count of bank fraud. He was sentenced to 21 months in prison, and he had to pay almost $800,000 in restitution. That was back in June of 2010. And he was sentenced to 1 year for intent to manufacture meth. That was another thing. And he got a year for violating probation in 2002. So he has a history here. He definitely has a history. He was managing logistics for the company that made the movie. He said he wasn't the director, so now he's not taking credit for it. Whoops, now I'm in serious trouble. I don't think I want to take credit for it. Forget about it. No, thank you. He can't go to prison. And he's a flight risk. He's a flight risk. So what do they do? The bail is $10,000. He's out. He's not even going in. It's too risky. It's too risky for him, and so the lawyer obviously knows that. he wouldn't make it very far. He'd have to be in solitary, I guess, to ensure his safety. But he set off the firestorm that started at least Cairo and some other reaction. I still don't believe that it started what happened in Libya. It doesn't make sense. And when you look at the way the cars were burned, the place was burned, and people were attacked. Somebody knew, somebody that worked at the embassy knew where they were going to be, and pretty much that's that. I think the investigation, I'd be stunned if it doesn't, but I would think the investigation will ultimately yield that. You know, that's my prediction anyway. I think that's what it's going to show. So it'll be much ado probably about nothing. It shouldn't have been. It shouldn't have been because it shouldn't have happened in the first place. And sadly, that's where we're at on that flap. And the White House can't get away from their part in whether or not they should have knew what was going on, thought it was, you know, thought it wasn't a flat-out attack on November 11th and the anniversary, that it was more because of the footage. So you have the guy arrested who did the cockamamie idiot trailer, put it on YouTube, and then the rest, unfortunately, is history, because a lot of people were hurt in that, too. And plus, people, ultimately, there were other people who were trampled on in Cairo, and you know, you got the pictures of the burning of the flag and all that other nonsense. So, you know, for what it's worth, was it really worth it for that 14 and a half minutes of fame? I'm going to say no, it wasn't worth it. Give me a break. It wasn't worth it at all. All right, coming up on America Tonight, as I said, we've got a dungeon moment, so we're going to push it. And that goes into our next segment. If you want to weigh in, by the way, I don't want to shut you out of this. We started a thing where the three best questions for Obama and Romney in this first debate next week will win a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. It's about sports. You'll love it. But the title is so apropos for what's happening in politics. Level the Playing Field. Romney is trying to do that. And so are the people around him. But the question is, are they handling it the right way? You know, every little step when you're, especially after a convention, counts, because it really can make the difference between the possibility that you could actually beat the incumbent and the possibility that you have no chance of having that happen. All right, we're getting our dungeon ready. Hang with us.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Tonight. By the way, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, it's kind of a free-for-all here midweek as we get over the hump and we're past that and we're into, can you believe it, the Fridays. I bet a bunch of you have the Fridays. You got one eye open, you're dragging, I understand. You know, this time where the show is right now, I love this time because I embrace that whole third shift idea. Do you know that there are... Somebody told me today, hard statistics on this too, and all kinds of people fall into this category. There are 45 million people right now who are part of the third shift crew. So proudly, I am one of those 45 million. Woohoo! If you are, call me and tell me what you're doing. I want to know what you're doing. Are you up writing a law brief? Are you studying for a class? Are you watching a movie? Are you on a homeland marathon catching up before it comes back to showtime? Are you up with a baby? Are you reading a book? Are you writing a novel? Are you sweeping some floors? Are you working in a factory? What are you doing, America? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I know someone's going to respond to this. I feel you. Someone out there is going to respond. I know it. All right, speaking of responding, and this is the dungeon moment. So have you rented cars in your life? You've rented cars. Come on. You've rented a car, whether you had to because your car was being worked on, or you went somewhere and you had to have a car. And you didn't want to spend a ton of dough, so you got a cheap rental. And it was fine. It was okay. It wasn't some hot rod car that you were driving down the coast in California with an open top, or you were in Hawaii or Florida or out in Martha's Vineyard or wherever you went to vacation at Boy Scout camp. But here's the thing, and I didn't realize this, because, you know, they're always, you have to walk around and inspect the car, and you have to really inspect it or they'll nail you. You look at every scratch, every possibility, you have to mark it down. And it's freaky because I know people that have been burned by that. You have to do it. If you're exhausted coming off a flight, doesn't matter. You have got to look those cars over. So the Hertzes, the Enterprises, the Avises, the Dollar, Thrifty, and National, that's pretty much your heavy hitters, right? And they were so proud to make the announcement that they are backing legislation that will ban the rental of safety recall cars. That's the bill that's supposed to go up for a vote in the upcoming session. So they're saying that, yeah, they're backing it up. They're backing it up. That's the gist. Because what a layup that is. Oh, recalled cars. Might not be safe. I think we got to have some legislation that these rental companies can't use these cars any longer. Can't do it. So why were they using them in the first place? Why were they using them? There's like so many examples of people who have been killed. The big one, and the one that was the reason for the drafting of the legislation that hopefully becomes a law, is that two California sisters were killed in 2004 in a rental car fire. Their rental car caught fire while under recall for a power steering hose defect that hadn't been repaired. So they were rented that car. That's ridiculous. I mean, come on, give me a break. You have 10 Chryslers and that GM's recall between 2006 and 2010. They show that Enterprise fixed 65% of the recalled cars with 90 days. Avis and Budget repaired 53% of the cars within 90 days. And Hertz fixed just 34 in that same time. I mean, are you kidding me? Why should rental car companies have been renting cars that would be pulled from showrooms and car dealerships because they weren't safe? Why does that even happen? Who knows if any of us were in these cars, maybe didn't even realize it and were driving them. So for that reason, I'm taking all of them, all the people who knew this was going on at all of these car companies, Hertz and Enterprise and Avis and Dollar, and I mentioned them already, I'm taking all of you and throwing you in the dungeon. Donovan, please do the honors.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Is that not crazy? And what a layup to come up with the idea that, geez, we need to have a law about this, Chuck Schumer. Yeah, this study is wrong. It's dangerous. We got to stop it. Yeah, that's easy to back that legislation. I'm not blaming him. I mean, he saw it. They did it. But why that ever happened in the first place and those two sisters are killed, the power steering, that was a big deal. I remember that. So, yeah, fix the cars before renting them. Why rent them at all if there's some serious danger there? And there's so many examples of this, of other crashes, of other things that have happened to people when they were driving around cars that just were plopped into these rental spots. So it had to be cheap. That's the whole idea. That's why they, I mean, let's be real. That's why they rented them. That's why they rented them out. And those poor girls, they were young too, like 24, and the Hauk sisters, that's their names. They were 20 and 24 years old, killed head on crash, your worst nightmare, because the power steering hose defect, right? And the car ran out of control. It was an Enterprise rental, and it was under a safety recall, but it wasn't fixed, and that's what happened. So this poor woman was pushing. She was the one who was pushing the issue and meeting with people, and is happy that it's now at the point where, think of how long ago that happened, where now it could get kicked into a real law. But that doesn't bring them back, and that is just sad that they... that the car companies didn't think that that was, you know, such a big deal. Man. All right, jumping around quickly a little bit here so I can squeeze some more outrage into this little old segment. I'm happy. I'm not going to squeeze any more outrage out. Although I think this is... it's funny to see what's happening at the Today Show. I don't really watch morning TV because I'm part of that awesome third shift. But at one time in my life, I'm sure I know I got up and watched TV. When I was a kid, I can remember my family always had the Today Show on. It was always on in the background, getting ready, running around, stopping and listening to a little news here and there. So Matt Lauer gets his wish. Ann Curry gets booted. He gets Savannah Guthrie. And this is a show that was the leader, dominant, 15 years on top, just on top, not beatable. Others get a little close but cannot beat the Today Show. A lock for big money, big dollars from advertising because they have such great ratings. Now... ABC's Good Morning America is trumping the Today Show because of all the nonsense that's happened there, all the changes, all the anchor transitions, all that stuff. Think about it. Meredith Vieira replaces Katie Couric, and Curry replaces Meredith Vieira, and then you go to Savannah Guthrie, and I think it was because of the booting of Curry, especially. It shows you how people do get used to certain people and then decide, forget about it. So after all those years of winning, GMA has overtaken Today for a couple of weeks. They did it in the spring, especially, and they're featuring other things, I guess, and taking advantage of it because of Today's weakness for whatever reason. The Today Show, of course, is coming out and defending Matt Lauer and saying, well, it's not his fault. Don't blame him. It's not his fault. And see, this just goes to show you why you should be thankful that you are on the third shift or you're awake during the third shift. Darla in Illinois. Hello, Darla.
Hello.
Hey, what are you doing, Darla?
I am driving my squad car around looking for people doing things they shouldn't be doing.
Ah, there you go. Sweet. You know, I've got a family that are police officers, so I love it. You guys have always been supportive of me, and my brother-in-law is in Grapevine, Texas.
Oh, I know where that's at.
Yep, and he loves his job. He used to be a third shifter for a very long time, and now he's on days.
I love the third shift, and I'll tell you what, I listen to you every time I work, and I love your show.
Darla, thank you very much. The finest in blue. We appreciate it. Spread the word. Thank you. That's nice. When I was in New York, a lot of police officers used to call me, and they were Yankees fans. They didn't like the fact that I was talking about the Mets. All right, what are you doing, third shifters? Are you in a squad car? Are you delivering the donuts? Are you walking dogs? Nobody's walking dogs in the third shift, really. You have to have such a giant spotlight, wouldn't you? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And how about those rental cars?
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What spring is like on Jupiter Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with some.
You know, it's kind of a good question to ask, and since there's a wealth of knowledge out there, what even is the best car rental company, do you think? I probably have rented from every single one of the ones that I named. I just can't believe that they were using those recalled cars, especially the power steering situation. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, you can throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Alan in Missouri, hello.
Hello, Kate. Love your show. I'm kind of a first, second, third shifter. I'm self-employed mechanic. I built my own business. And about this time of evening, I wind down, listen to you, start thinking about it again. But I have a great story about renting a car. Went to San Antonio, rented a car. And my wife and I decided we would drive through a animal park. Basically, a 400-pound ostrich jumped on the hood and just tore the holy crap out of that car. And I spent 3 days with this car, and every time I had a chance, I was trying to knock the dents out, kind of wax it up. I'm thinking they're going to kill my insurance. And the day I turned it back, we got about a quarter mile from the airport. It rained, and it beat it up all over the car. They never seen the damage. And I turned back in and never got a thing out of it.
Oh, that's a great story. Wow. Oh, yeah, you know, and that's the thing. You're always so paranoid about the whole turn-in deal.
Right.
Yeah. Because of the whole the idea, like I was saying, how you have to check it, you have to inspect it, you know, with a fine-tooth comb, especially now. So that's funny. I love that story. I'm so glad that
not only that, when you return the car, you have to, you know, you have to turn it back on time. Well, you have to watch them. They know you have to be back at the airport at a certain time. And when they rent the cars, it would make you have to come back like 4 hours early. It's a little trick they play, and they end up charging another on top of that, but it's the car rental trick.
Yeah, did you know this too? They try to, it's like everything else, the land, we live in the land of upsell. So when you go to the counter, and if you really haven't rented cars and you don't know, they'll tell you, well, do you want the insurance, this insurance, or this insurance costs you this much extra, but it covers you completely, you're not liable. But really, if you have a credit card, it covers the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah.
The other thing, I like the options of the gasoline where they fill it up, you fill it up, or you can bring it back as empty as possible. I've actually dropped one off that was completely out in Hawaii. I was in Maui, and we dropped the car off, and it made the last corner, and it kind of conked out and rolled up to the stop. I told the guy, I said, that one's going to need a little gas before you can go anywhere. As we were leaving on the shuttle, the guy was walking down through there with a gas can getting ready to fill it back up.
I know that rental place well because I've been to Maui 3 times and I've rented cars from them. And you know what's the best thing, Alan, too, about Maui? For other people listening, you'll enjoy this. Do you notice that there's like a car of the year? When you, whatever year you went,
oh, absolutely.
I don't, everybody has them.
I believe whatever. I was in the Dodge Stratus. It was the car of the year when I was there.
I almost
a divorce over the Hana Highway. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Oh, the worst. Because she was complaining about the way you drove with the turns?
Oh, no. It's thinking it was too far. It's too far. Go back. I think we've gone past it. I think we've gone past now. The rental company said don't go past a certain point. Or your insurance is no good around on the other side once you get past whatever the town is. I can't think of the little town, but it just seemed like 287 hairpin turns. You meet trucks, you have to back up, get over. But along the way, it's beautiful.
Oh, I love the Hana Highway. Go to Hasegawa's store, that cheesy store, Hasegawa's. You get up there at the end and get the T-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool.
I survived the Hana Highway. I have
yep.
the shirt.
Yep. I did, too. So we must have had the same experience. Who knows? We could have been on the road at the same time.
What is it? Seven Pools? What's that place on the way? It's like a big waterfall and then like seven pools. It's like the ultimate, whatever they call that, infinity pool. Because
yes.
You're sitting in these little pools of lava where the lava went out and you can actually see the sea from there. But that was one of my favorite spots.
Yeah. Seven Pools is the best. It's worth it. It's worth the hairpin turns going up on a highway.
Oh, yeah.
And it's totally worth it. Plus, you'll never have anyone ever push as much banana bread on you than they do when you're going up on a highway.
Absolutely.
Banana bread, anyone? Wow. Great call, Alan. Thanks, as always. And like I said to him, and this may be in other places, too. People who travel for business could notice this. But in Maui, whatever the car is, everybody has it, whether it's convertibles, Chrysler. When I was there last time, it was Chrysler convertibles. Everybody had a convertible. So when you'd go to the market or something and you park, you'd come out and they were all the same convertible. Even sometimes the color, so it was tough. You had to hit your key fob thing because you wouldn't find the car. Everybody had the same one. Very, very strange. Luckily, that recall thing, it's probably would be too hard for them to get them to Hawaii because this is one of the scariest stories, thinking about those kids and the fact that they were in that accident because they couldn't turn the steering. That's insanity. I mean, complete insanity. All right, speaking of flying, because since we kind of threw that in there, going the distance over to Hawaii, the travel these days, especially over the last 2 weeks because of what's going on with American, is so sketchy. It's so sketchy with American. On September 20th, American Airlines flight departing from JFK was forced to return to the gate when two flight attendants got into a fight over a cell phone. The argument resulted in a four-hour delay for the passengers on board while the plane found a new crew. So on top of everything that's happening with that airline, that happens. And if you're a passenger, that's it. I mean, you're done. You're arguing over the cell phone. And they go back, and whatever it is, whatever the problem is, these planes now, they're not tolerating whatever. They're just turning around. That's it. Boom. And imagine, too, United has had a flight on Wednesday at 6 a.m. And what happened there, there was a call from a pilot to the tower at 6:40 saying there had been an assault on board. It turned out to be just a fight between flight attendants. So what's going on with the flight attendants? Cat fights in the air? I don't understand. They also determined that, oh, okay, well, no blows were exchanged. No one was arrested. Well, thank goodness. They were upset, but that's okay. They were upset, but they didn't punch each other. And this was a flight that was going to Chicago from Raleigh-Durham. And it had to return after they got into an argument. So that's two flight attendant brawls, or verbal brawls anyway, that made the planes turn. Oh, that would be so upsetting. You just want to get to your destination, and you have to get there so early now. You go through the shakedown at TSA. You pray you're not leaving anything. People shuffle you off, and they slam all of the, you know, you have to take all the stuff out, all the computers, all the things, and people are shoving the bins into you. So you finally get through all that, you're on the plane, you're breathing, and then you have to turn around because two flight attendants get into some crazy fight over whatever they were fighting over. One, it was the cell phone. That's awful. And, you know, you have no recourse there. Because whatever the delay, whatever the time, you just have to eat it and wait for them to handle it. Unless you, in both cases, you really couldn't have gotten off the plane. They just waited for another crew. Oh, that is terrible. And what can the airline do to make it up for you? What, give you a free flight in the future? Gee, maybe you'll be on the same flight, those same flight attendants. It's better to just walk. If we could only walk to our destinations like they used to, you know, like in the 1800s.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.